Top Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Enjoy exclusive interviews with your favorite metalheads. Please welcome...
Tony, you've been in round about 47 bands, of which 46 are a personal favorite of mine.
Hasn't been that many, I lost count.
Now, before we talk about Static X, and obviously Static X is something special, what made you leave all the other bands that you played with?
It just kind of worked out that way. I mean, it was you know, like I was in ministry for a little bit, and then I retired. So, you know, then I like, all right, well, I got to find another gig. So then I go, what did I do? Then it was a prong,
yeah.
And then Tommy had to take a break because he had to go play with Danzig.
I wrote, so then,
all right, well, I got to go find another gig. You know, that's just kind of how it happened, you know?
You played 1 year with Possessed. How did this come along?
Yeah. My buddy, Emilio Marquez, who plays drums in my death metal band, Asesino, he was playing with Possessed at the time.
All right.
And he told me they were looking for a bass player. And, you know, I, being a huge Possessed fan, you know, like Seven Churches was one of the first records I ever heard. I was like, dude, I'm like, just let me go try out. I doubt he'll take me, but just let me go try out so I can jam with Jeff Becerra, you know? And he ended up hiring me. And I'm like, oh, okay. But
now, obviously, for a couple of years now, you have Static X back on track, sort of. I mean, you celebrate the legacy that you guys have with the band. But then again, I have to ask you, legacy is all fine, but what is the current state of the band when it comes to music or new music?
New music, we're talking about putting together some new tunes. We're still working on the documentary. So once that's out of the way, then we'll really seriously hit new music.
So this is going to go on for a little while longer.
Yeah. I mean, we're all still having fun, you know. The fans seem to enjoy what we're doing. So, yeah, you know, as long as the fans say it's cool, man, we'll keep going.
Were you afraid at first that this might not work out, that the response wouldn't be there, that, you know, something would go wrong?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, it, like, you know, lots of things go wrong in my life, so that would have been, you know, right on course. But, I mean, initially, when we first started this, it was just going to be like one tour in the U.S., one tour in Europe, and then that's it. And I was going to go back to ministry or Fear Factory or whatever, you know. And it just snowballed into what it is. And I'm just so grateful to everyone that has responded so kindly and so awesome to what we're doing, man.
Well, you're going to come over pretty soon here in summer for a little tour. What can we expect apart from what we've seen before?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get some evil disco, man, and that commodity that hasn't been in that we haven't brought over there in quite a minute. So, yeah, it's going to be cool to bring some evil disco back to Deutschland.
Great. What do you prefer, like the club shows or the festivals?
I mean, they're both really cool, man. They're both like their own animal, you know, but like the club shows are cool for the intimacy and you know, the awesome energy you get from there. But there's something to be said about seeing a, you know, thousands of people, you know, getting into it too, you know? So it's just, it's a cool thing to see either way, man.
Now you have a, I'm still going to get it in, but you have a special box out for the celebration, the anniversary of a Wisconsin Death Trip. Now, what is in this box that we haven't heard before or seen before? Because it's a huge motherfucker.
I just have one right here.
Ah, hey, there you go. That's product placement right here.
Look at that.
It is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got some cool goodies in here, man. It's got all these cool signed, never before seen pictures from the photo shoot.
Oh, nice.
That we did for the for the album.
Yeah.
Like some of these I found, I was like, oh, I didn't know we still had these, you know? and then we made this cool little fake newspaper thing with all the lyrics.
That's nice.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff in here. You got some stickers and, you know, cool little knickknacks. And the audio's all, you know, remastered. And so, you know, it sounds even better than, you know, what it did back in the day. So, yeah, we're pretty happy with how this thing came out, man.
Tony, tell me, how do you master a record that sounds almost perfect in the beginning?
Yeah, well, that's why you give it to the expert. You give it to Oldrich Wild. Let him figure it out.
when you started and when you had Wisconsin Death Trip coming out back in the day in 1999 or 99? I saw you at the Ozfest.
99, yeah.
But I saw you at the Ozfest in 98. Can it be?
No, we weren't. We were walking around Ozfest 98, but we didn't perform.
Shit, it was 1 year later, I guess.
Yeah. Our first Ozfest we performed was in 99.
Okay, so in Atlanta there on the second
stage. Yeah.
But when you guys started, again, were you surprised about the success you immediately had with this record?
Yeah, I mean, that whole year was just like a whirlwind. And
yeah,
like it was just like, you know, end up being in a dream. And then coming home and waking up and that just happened, you know. that Ozfest, it was the first tour we ever did where we finally got a tour bus. And we were like, yeah, we're rock stars finally. Yeah, we got a tour bus. And then at the end of the tour, our bus got repossessed. So like, no, we're not rock stars anymore.
This is insane. Do we ever think about, you know, with all the tragic that happened, what would have been if, you know, if Wayne was still alive, if this band would have just continued to, you know, grow and do their thing? Do you ever think about this, or do you go like, no, it is what it is and you cannot help it?
Yeah, I mean, of course. If things had been different and, you know, Wayne had gotten cleaned up and gotten away from the people that were negatively influencing him, you know. Things would have been a lot different. it would be really cool to have him around and have him be part of this, you know. Like, and it sucks, but, you know, best thing we can do is, you know, remember the good times we had with him and,
All right.
Keep having a good time.
Well, I guess you do. Your killer cat is behind you. Watch out.
She's harmless. It's the other one you got to watch out for.
Now, when you guys are on stage, you all look pretty normal except for Etzler.
I don't know if you call this normal, but okay.
Now, you know what I mean? He always has to dress up. Is he going to get different costumes then for different tours? Because he goes like, you know, the head and everything and the blinking eyes and, you know.
You know, the what is the, what do we call him? Zero version 2.0 or 2.1 now. He'll be making the appearance.
When you guys continue, are you actually, did you actually officially reveal his name?
We never did anything official, you know, and okay. Just like, people have fun with it, you know.
All right. So when do you think realistically you're done with your documentary?
We're working on it, tracking on getting it done this year. So.
Okay, so we have to wait until next year until you guys finally write some new.
Because I did this the last time when I said we were going to release the record on this date, and then shit happened, and then we couldn't get it out, and everybody got mad at me. So that's why I don't want to say anything anymore. But we're working on it.
Okay, good. You know, I think is there a weight on your shoulder when you just think about writing new songs, because you know you have to match up and at least pair the old ones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I know our fans have a level of that they expect shit to, you know, be delivered at. And, yeah, I've already had a sample of that weight when, you know, doing Project Regeneration Volume 1 and 2. I knew we had to get it to that level. Right. And so, yeah, I'm very aware of those expectations, yeah.
Who would you love to tour with now?
Metallica. I got to tour with Slayer. I got to tour with Megadeth. Never got to tour with Anthrax, so that would be cool.
Okay.
But never got to tour with Metallica, the Big Four. So I got to tour with half of the Big Four.
Don't you think Metallica are overrated nowadays?
Not to get you into trouble.
It used to be, you know? I mean, but, you know, at that age, who is? I mean, you know, I'm in my 50s and I'm feeling it, you know, like I got to wear braces and rub Tiger Balm all over my elbows just to play, you know? So, you know, I give those guys credit, man. Like, I hope I can keep playing as long as they have. So, you know.
You know, Static X and all those bands you played with, I mean, obviously it's not the first wave of the heavy metal and it's not Slayer and Metallica, generation-wise, I mean. But then again, in the last, you know, 20 years, so many new bands came up and new genres like developed. Did you follow them being afraid of them, or did you actually find this kind of interesting, what, you know, whatever came out? When you have from metalcore to ghost to whatever, you know, you have so much new stuff actually. You know, and then Static X stands for a period of time, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every band, to some extent, you know, has their time, and then the new generation comes and, you know, does their thing, and that's just life, man, and that's how life works. You know, the old die and. You know, they get replaced by the new generation. That's just life, man. And, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we're still able to do what we do and have fun doing it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you over here. Yeah. It's always fun watching Static X, actually. I thought, like, you know, I never thought that it sparks such a memory thing when I saw you guys the first time back. You know, I'm like, yeah. What the fuck? It's really good. You know, they're going like, You're doubtful at first, and you go in and you see like two songs. You go like, yeah, that's fucking good. You know, it's
mission accomplished.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro.
See you soon.
Yeah. See you in a couple months.
Have fun.
Thank you for listening to Tough Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Comment, like, and follow us. For nonstop heavy metal music, check out our Rock Antenna Heavy Metal web radio stream. For more information and all podcast episodes, go to rockantenna.de/heavymetal.